Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited about this episode because I'm going to be sharing with you 8 simple ways to get mega organized. Grab your pen and paper and let's dive in. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited about this episode because I'm sharing with you 8 simple ways to get mega organized. And I've got to be honest with you, I love organization. And for as long as I can remember, I have always been super organized, super productive. And this is one of my superpowers. All of my friends say I'm the most organized person that they know. And I want to share with you 8 ways that you can get mega organized today. And I truly believe that we need to master this skill because when we are more organized, we are more productive and we are more conscious of our time. And if we are not organized and not productive and not conscious of our time, we waste a ton of time. And we all know that this life is so precious. We only get one and we don't want to waste a second of it and faffing about. We do not want that. So grab your pen and paper. I'm going to share with you 8 simple ways that you can get mega organized right now. Okay, the first one is you want to look at your computer desktop, okay? Now, I want you to look at it and look at all of the files on your desktop. Like, do you have a million files on your desktop and downloads and shortcuts? I'm not joking. I'm looking at my screen right now and there is nothing but a beautiful family photo on my desktop. Now, that doesn't always happen. Like, of course, there are things often on my desktop, but I organize them straight away. I don't leave a million things on my desktop because that makes me feel overwhelmed, to be honest. So look at your desktop and look at all the files, the downloads, the shortcuts, everything on there and get organized. Organize them into where they need to go. Put them into Google Drive or wherever you store your things. And get them off your desktop because this digital mess is the equivalent of having papers just thrown all over your desk. And we all know how difficult it is to focus in that kind of environment. So sort, file, or delete anything that is on your desktop. And what you can also do is then set your desktop background as your current vision board or a beautiful family photo or something that makes you smile. Currently, mine is, like I said before, that beautiful family photo, and I absolutely love it. It makes me so happy looking at the photo. Now, if you are completely overwhelmed by files, try creating a folder that is time-based. For example, 2024 or April 2024, and dump everything from that time period into that folder. And this can save you the hassle of sorting through things manually, but still allows for you to easily search for things that you need. Or you can do them based on, you know, videos or photos or whatever it is. But for me, I use Google Drive. I'm obsessed with it. My entire business is run from Google Drive. Get Google Drive and file and organize your life, your business and your personal life so well that you're not wasting time looking for documents or anything. I know where everything is. It is all labeled correctly and filed neatly in my Google Drive. I never have to waste any time looking for things. So that is your first one. Like, this will take you probably 3 minutes and the result is you feeling calm and so much clarity every time you open your computer. How awesome is that, right? Okay, so next up, we've got your car. I want to talk to you about this. So it is so easy for your car to turn into a storage unit of food, trash, random items, kids' toys, all sorts of things. Now, I have to admit, before having Bambi, my car was crystal clean 24/7, always. It's not always like that now. There is often books, toys, things left in there. But this mess can then trigger a stress response every time you sit in the driver's seat. And no one wants spiked cortisol levels. No, thank you. So what I want you to do is take a basket, a clothes basket, whatever, out into your car and fill it with every single item that doesn't belong there. And then bring it inside and sort through everything, putting things away, what we say is in their home as needed, and trashing, recycling, whatever else. So what we've always said to Bambi from day one is like, where's this item's home? Put it in its home. Everything has a home. We're always like, where do you put your shoes? Put them in their home. Everything has a home. And we did this with Leo as well, and it was really powerful. And then you can't argue, like, that's its home. That's where it goes. So at the end of the day, everything goes back in its home, okay? The other thing that you can do is, like, every time you get out of your car, literally take everything. And this is what we do. I try not to leave anything in the car. And that sometimes means doing a couple of trips to the car, but that's okay. As long as it means that everything is out. And then when I get back in there, it is calm, it is clean, which allows me to exhale and not go, oh my God, I need to clean my car. And so, you know, this might take like 5 to 10 minutes, depending how dirty your car is. But the result is that huge feeling of satisfaction every time you get into your freshly cleaned car. And I cannot tell you the mental clarity, the calmness, and the inner peace that you feel when your space is just clean. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And if you want to show up as the best version of yourself, if you want to create, if you want to be the best in your business, if you want to be the best in your chosen career, then you need clarity and you need space to have clarity. And when you have mess everywhere, that clutters your mind. So that is your next one, the car. All right, let's go to number three, your subscriptions. Okay, so having subscriptions that you don't use is like flushing money down the toilet. So I want you to check in with yourself and your bank account and ask yourself, like, do I really need all of those streaming services? And what about all those business subscriptions that you haven't used for ages? And you can do this on your iPhone. You can go to the subscription setting and see all of the subscriptions that you have. And I have done this before in the past and I was shocked. I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know I was still paying for this, this, and this. And I wasn't even using it anymore. So go to the subscription settings in your app and look at all of the subscriptions that you have and check your email and stop flushing money down the toilet. Okay. What you can also do is take a moment to glance through your bank statements. Now, some banks will even highlight them for you, making this process even easier. And I want you to identify the ones that you don't need and go ahead and cancel them right now. Now, this might take 10 minutes out of your day, but the results are potentially hundreds, if not thousands of dollars saved every year. Yes, you can thank me later. That is amazing. And the mental clarity, like, these are open tabs, right? And when we have open tabs, we can't do our best work because we are not fully 100% focused, okay? So let's go to number four. Your wardrobe, okay? I have a question for you. Do you feel a jolt of stress every time you open your wardrobe? I definitely have in the past. And maybe it's crammed too full to see anything properly. And maybe it's stacked with clothes that you don't even like, that don't fit, or that don't even feel like you anymore. Can you relate? I know you can, my friend. So I want you to go through your wardrobe with an editor's eye and curate it down to the essentials that you regularly wear and love. And for everything else, I want you to gift them on to friends or host a clothing swap party or give them to a homeless or a shelter or donate them to a charity shop. Now, this might take you an hour or a bit longer depending how bad your wardrobe is, but the results, oh, that sweet, sweet relief every morning when it's time to get dressed and you are confronted with a streamlined selection of clothes that you actually like wearing and that feel aligned and true for you. My wardrobe is immaculate, but there are so many things in there that I don't wear anymore that don't feel like this version of me today. And I'm keeping them mostly for sentimental value. Like, I've got this outfit that Nick proposed to me in over 10 years ago now. He proposed to me in this little jumpsuit. It is not my style at all anymore, but I can't let it go. And he is like, you have to let this go. I'm like, but it's so cute. Like, you proposed to me when I was wearing this. And like, I'm a little bit sentimental like that. So I need to let things go. But at least my wardrobe is immaculate and it doesn't cause me overwhelm or stress. But there are things in there, many things in there that just don't feel like the version of me today, you know? And I have a little tip for you guys. Like, if you want to learn more about streamlining your fashion choices or reducing your clothes that you buy and extending the life of your garments, I want you to check out this epic interview that I did with mother-daughter fashion duo, Daisy and Carolyn. And it is called How to Quit Fast Fashion. And that is episode 534. And I'll link to that in the show notes. And also, there's another incredible episode, Sustainability 101, Stopping Fast Fashion and Saving the Planet with Celeste Tesserero. And that is episode 546. So if you want to up your conscious fashion game, then check out those two episodes. I will link to them in the show notes for you. All right, let's move to number five, your inbox. Okay. When you think about your email inbox, how do you feel? An overflowing inbox can be so stressful, right? I mean, right now I've got so many in my inbox. But there are times where I literally get to inbox zero every day, and then there's times where I don't. And it is stressful. It's overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. But let's tackle it. Here is how I tackle it. So I want you to take some time right now, or at least once a day, to get your inbox to zero. I want you to create folders or labels for different types of emails, delegate to your team, archive what you can, delete irrelevant messages, and unsubscribe from anything that you do not read. How many things in your inbox right now? How many subscriptions in your inbox right now do you have that you don't even open? Go and unsubscribe, my friend, because that is taking up space, mental space. So what I like to do is dedicated email time. So whether that is 20 minutes in the morning or 20 minutes in the afternoon, and I just laser focus and get it done. But sometimes that doesn't happen, and that's okay. But I try and do this at least once a day, and the mental clarity that I feel, my friends, is so good. So set yourself a timer for 10 to 15 minutes initially, and then put that in your calendar every day at the same time. So that is when you can clear your inbox. We don't want to spend too much time in our inbox. Please do not spend too much time in your inbox. Just get in there, do what you need to do, create the folders, delegate, archive, do whatever you've got to do, and then get back to your life or your business, okay? The results will mean that you will radically reduce your digital clutter along with radically reducing your stress. Yes, please. Hey, yes, please. Okay, so let's move to number six, your home office or your workspace. A cluttered home office or workspace can significantly hinder your productivity. I know for me that I literally have to like clean my office before I start working. But to be honest, it's pretty much always clean. But if there is anything in the room, I have to organize it. And you can start by decluttering your desk, organizing your paperwork, shredding documents that you no longer need, and arranging your office supplies. Consider like a cable management solution and keep all of your wires untangled and out of sight. And finish by sticking up a visual reminder of your vision board or your goals for that year. I have a vision board right above my computer, so I'm looking at it whilst I'm sitting doing my work or standing, and it is just so good. Like, what are you looking at? If you can look out a window or the water, even better. Like, do that. Set yourself up for success. Create a workspace that is conducive to productivity. And the more your workspace is clear and cluttered-free, that is going to help you boost your productivity and your clarity, making you do better work, right? So it will take maybe an hour, maybe more, depending how diabolical your office is. But, you know, you could do it in 10 minutes. And the results are you feeling more productive and less distracted in your workspace, boosting your efficiency and focus for that whole day. Okay. So what I like to do is I start my workday with a clean space, and it truly helps. Truly helps. If you don't believe me, try it out. Cause a whole mess in your workspace and then try and work, and then try the next day with it clean and tidy, and then see how that feels. Okay. Let's move on to number seven, let's talk about your kitchen, pantry, and your fridge. Now, the kitchen is the heart of the home, but it can also be the epicenter of clutter. A clean pantry and fridge won't just feel amazing and make cooking and meal planning so easy, it also will make all of your health and your nutrition goals far easier to stick to. So, I want you to organize your pantry by categorizing items and using storage solutions like jars or bins or labels, and clean out your fridge. We get our housekeeper to do that every Friday. The fridge completely gets a clean and it looks amazing. But to be honest, during the week, it's pretty good. But every week, at least do one big clean and like check the expiration dates, get rid of things that are expired, and organize the contents for easy access. Something that we like to do after the markets on Sunday, I go to the organic farmers markets every Sunday, is I bring all of the produce. Nick and I will wash everything, and say we get a whole bunch of spinach or mint, we'll wash it and put it in glass containers so that it's just so easy to grab during the week. And again, like this will only take, or depending how bad your kitchen and your fridge are, but you know, it could take an hour, maybe less, but the results are amazing. You will feel the joy of that well-organized kitchen and easier meal preparation and a giant boost to your health and nutrition goals. Your health is everything. Health is wealth, my friend. If we are not taking care of ourselves, we will not show up as the best version of ourselves. So please organize this area of your life and prioritize you and your health because you are worth it, my friend. And the last one, let's talk about number 8, your personal care and wellness items. I have a question for you. Are you a bowerbird for makeup and skincare products? Does your bathroom cabinet rival Sephora in terms of sheer number of items? If you answered yes, let's do something about that, my friend. So what I want you to do is I want you to go through your bathroom cabinets and drawers and dispose of expired products, organize your toiletries, wash your makeup brushes. This I really need to do more of. And declutter items that you no longer use. Gift them on, get rid of them. This is also a really great time to review the ingredients listing on your products and toss out anything that does not align with your core values. Remember that your body is your temple, my friend, and whatever we put on it gets absorbed straight into our bloodstream. And so if you want to be the healthiest and best version of yourself, you have to look at the products that you're putting on your body. And so get rid of anything that has anything that is not good for you. When I first learned about toxic-free products, I went into the bathroom and had a huge black bin bag and I literally binned everything. Now, you can take this to a charity shop if you want to. You can gift it on to someone else, but like I really don't like that. I'm like, I don't want to gift this toxic stuff onto people, but you do you. You do what feels right for you. And this may take, 20 minutes, depending how much stuff that you have. And the results are a streamlined bathroom and wellness routine, making your daily self-love, self-care rituals more enjoyable and efficient. Now, we do regular little cleans of our bathroom because you guys know, like, just how do things make its way into the drawers? I don't know. I'm like, how did this get so messy? So we do this regularly. And it really, truly does make me more organized, more productive, and allows me to really enjoy my routine. And I invest in really beautiful, organic, sustainable, cruelty-free products that are absolutely beautiful for me and the planet. And instead of just throwing them into a drawer, like I've really started taking care of them and like honoring them. And I've noticed such a difference in my skin in doing this. I'm not even joking. So try it too, my friends. So there you have it. They are the 8 ways to get way more organized. So what are the key takeaways from this process? Each of these tasks takes a little time up front, but pays off exponentially down the track in terms of peace of mind, efficiency, productivity, and more. And by tackling these areas, you're not only going to create a more organized environment, you will also enhance your daily living experience. And who doesn't want more of that, right? And finally, the key to successful organization is not to overwhelm yourself. It is to take it one step at a time. So do a little bit every day and revel in the process of creating more orderly and serene space for you and your family. So I hope you got a lot out of this. Take these 8 simple ways to get more mega organized and do them once a quarter for yourself or once a month. Do whatever feels good for you. But truly, if you want to be more productive and more organized, these areas of your life need to be considered. If you want to do better in your business, if you want to do better in your personal life, these areas need to be looked at. You cannot have a mess in all of those areas and expect to be thriving in your personal life and in your business, okay? So let's clean them up, let's get organized, and come on over to Instagram and tell me what one you're going to do first. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you got a lot out of this episode, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that all of my episodes, they'll just pop up in your feed, babe, so that you never have to go searching for a new episode. Now, like I said, come and tell me on Instagram which one of these you are going to do. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful. I love sharing just the things that work for me in my life with you. And I truly hope that they resonate. So please come and let me know if they do. And now, if there is someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, maybe it's your partner, you could get them to listen to it and do this together, or your roommate and do this together. I would love so much if you could share this with them. And the way that you can do that is by taking a screenshot, sharing it on your social media, or emailing it to them or texting it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.